You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
SBS Radio.
Għal dawk li m'għandhomx saqaf fuq rashom l-akkomodazzjoni u n-nuqqas tagħha tikkawża sitwazzjoni kronika bi ftit jew xejn stabilità fil-ħajja tagħhom. Proġett ġdid f'Melbourne qiegħed jittama li jkisser dan iċ-ċiklu billi juża art vakanti tal-gvern biex jibni djar żgħar għal dawn il-persuni.
I've been homeless since I was 13. I went to school one Wednesday morning, the 28th of July 1982, and the last thing my mum ever said was, goodbye, sweetie, have a nice day. I'll never went home again.
Dik hija Deborah minn Melbourne li ilha bla dar minn tfulita u tajt li dan il-proġett ġdid ta' djar żgħar qiegħed jgħinha biex tbiddel ħajjitha.
I've got my garden out in front and I've put stuff up all around the house and I've tried to make it look attractive and pretty and I'm learning here how to be stable.
L-Aġenzija Indipendenti tal-Komunità Launch Housing hija l-korp li ta' bidu għal din l-idea li permezz tagħha nbnew 6 djar żgħar fil-punent ta' Melbourne fuq art tal-gvern li ma tintużax. Il-kap eżekuttiv ta' Launch Housing, Bevan Warner, spjega ftit din l-inizjattiva.
Well, it's a standard home that's shrunk. It's 20 square meters inside with about 9 square meters of front and back balconies and sitting typically on a plot of land of between 60 to 90 square meters. So it's pet friendly, pets can run around, it's fenced. It's a small community tethered to a larger community. So we have 6 tiny homes on a big suburban block connected to neighbours and we think it's a fantastic way to tackle chronic homelessness.
Dan il-proġett li jiswa 9 miljun dollaru ġie finanzjat minn filantropisti, Launch Housing u l-Fond Vittorjan tal-Proprjetà. Jinsab ukoll permess li jiġu mibnija 57 dar oħra. Din l-akkomodazzjoni hija permanenti u l-persuni li jibbenefikaw minna huma persuni magħżula mill-lista ta' stennija li tinsab fir-Reġistru tal-Housing ta' Victoria. Il-kerreja jħallsu biss massimu ta' 30% ta' dħul personali tagħhom. Warner tħeġġeġ lill-gvernijiet lokali biex jużaw l-art tagħhom minn flok ma jaħluha.
And what we want is government at all levels, local government, state, federal government, to make that land available to organizations like ours to ensure that we can provide permanent housing solutions and pull people straight through from living on the streets in cars, bypassing crisis accommodation and straight into a permanent housing solution, which we know is important for overcoming the problem.
Arfin dwar dan il-proġett qiegħed isir kombinazzjoni mal-ġimgħa ta' arfin dwar il-persuni li jgħixu bla dar, li tiffoka fuq il-116,000 persuna fl-Awstralja li huma bla dar kuljum. Il-grupp nazzjonali Everybody's Home analizza l-investiment fil-housing soċjali fl-Awstralja. Il-grupp sab li l-investiment dan il-qasam naqas b'96 miljun dollaru sas-sena d-dieħla. Il-kallima għall-Everybody's Home Kate Colvin tajt li hija tissapportja l-inizjattiva tal-bini ta' djar żgħar fuq art vojta. Hija qiegħda tappella wkoll għal pjan bipartiġġan ta' azzjoni nazzjonali biex sa 10 snin oħra jispiċċaw il-persuni bla dar fl-Awstralja.
Look, we need a national action plan to end homelessness that includes more investment in social housing and that also includes the supports that people need to end homelessness. So that might be support to exit a violent relationship or support with having an adequate income.
Colvin tkompli tħeġġeġ li l-kul Awstraljan biex jappellaw lill-membri parlamentari tal-lokal tagħhom biex jaġixxu f'dan ir-rigward.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
sbs.com.au